I was 1 week shy of my 50th birthday when I made the best confession of my life. I was down in a monastery down here in southern Missouri getting ready for my 50th birthday. I told the abbot I wanted to go to confession. I did what they call a general confession, looking over 50 years of your life, all the joys and the sorrows, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the grace and the shame. And I told the abbot I wanted to go to confession, and he was very kind, and he heard my confession. It really wasn't anything extraordinary about the confession. It was the penance that he gave me. At the time, I was a priest, and he said, "Father, for your penance, I want you to go into the chapel. Don't say any prayers. Just thank God that you are his son, that you are a child of God." And as he gave me that penance, I thought to myself, how many times have I heard that? That's the best penance you can give me. I've heard it 100 times, thousands of times. You're a child of God. How many times have you heard that? But I went into the penance, into the chapel to do my penance, and I sat there thinking over 50 years again of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I realized at that moment that that is my greatest identity. That I'm a child of God. And in this rather ugly little chapel connected to a monastery in the boot heels of Missouri that nobody really ever goes to, I claimed that for myself. And those of you who are standing right now, how many times have you heard the priest or the bishop or somebody tell you, you're a child of God? And if you're like me, it went in one ear and out the other. Oh, I believed it intellectually. But I didn't claim it in my heart. But in that little chapel at the monastery, down in the boot heel, down in the Ozarks, 1 week before my 50th birthday, I came to realize the dignity that I have as a child of God. And those of you who are standing, don't wait till you're 50. Claim it now. Open your heart to Christ and say yes. And it gets better than that because by virtue of our baptism, we have been claimed for Christ by the sign of his cross. We are his beloved children. And when God looks down on each one of you, do you believe this? You make him smile. That is the dignity that we have by virtue of our baptism. And again, it's something that we've heard so often that sometimes, yeah, it goes in one ear and out the other. Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, I've heard that. And you go on to the next thing. And the culture that we live in says you're this or you're that. The greatest dignity that we have is to be a child of God. And again, I'd hate to think that anyone would wait until they're 50 or older to embrace that. In the Catechism, we're told that God never ceases to draw us to himself. God never gets tired of us. You know, we get tired of one another, don't we? After this weekend, you won't want to see your friends for a couple days. You've had enough of them. God doesn't get like that, huh? God is fascinated by each one of us. He never ceases to draw us to himself. And when the new day is born, he wants more from each one of us. So those of you who are standing, this is your moment to say yes. And it's not just a moment. It's a lifetime. To claim that dignity of a child of God. And so let us take a moment here to open our hearts to the Lord and hear the words of his son Jesus, who says, "Come to me, come to me." You don't have to walk this path alone. You are my son, you are my daughter. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings upon those who are before you this evening at this moment. You know them already. From their mother's womb, you called them by name. They are your beloved children. Help them to reject the lies of our culture. Help them to stand strong, to claim the identity that is theirs through the blood of Christ, that they are claimed by his cross. And help them to live in the joy of being your children. This day and every day, may they never walk alone, and may they always renew their commitment to belong to you and to you alone. And we entrust all of those who are standing to Our Lady as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings as we pray. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he turn his face toward you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with his kindness and grant you his peace as his sons and daughters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.